What's nonsense?
Nonsense is actually the realization of that the self that we perceive is illusory.
Why is it illusory, the self that we perceive?
The self
that Does that mean that what we perceive is not there?
What we perceive is that the self is unchangeable. It is actually is something solid. Like yesterday is like this, today I'm still like this, tomorrow I'll always be like this. And then there's something in the nature that is unable to be transformed. So
when we believe that the nature of yesterday, today, and tomorrow cannot be transformed, if we believe it's solid and firm, does that create suffering?
Yes.
It creates suffering because we think it's unchanging yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Therefore, it is unchanging. Whatever situation we are in creates suffering because it cannot be changed, correct? Therefore, if we believe that it can be changed because it is not correct perception, we do not suffer. If we believe that yesterday, today, and tomorrow is changeable and is not unchanging, therefore, if we understand that, it doesn't exist on itself, by itself, suffering stops. Is that correct?
No. Not really.
If it's not correct, what is correct?
Okay, it depends on your understanding is only on the intellectual level or is actually on deep down.
If you understand on intellectual level and on top of that you collect the merits of practice and you have realized that yesterday, today, and tomorrow is changeable, is not changeless, does your suffering stop? Okay. Your suffering stops, but does that mean the previous accumulated karma is still there?
Yes.
If the previous accumulated karma is there, and then will you continue to suffer or not suffer?
The suffering situation is still there, but your mind is peaceful.
Very good. Since your mind is peaceful, but the suffering situation is there, then how do you get out of suffering?
You continue to practice.
Yes. If you continue to practice, you reach another level.
Yes.
If you reach another level, will you start to purify the previously accumulated karma? If you purify the previous accumulated karma, you continue to collect more new karma.
Depends on how intense you are.
Will you stop collecting gross karma if you have the realization of changeability? Gross karma? Okay. Gross karma doesn't stop. Gross suffering doesn't stop. Is that correct?
Oh, I mean, if you stop the gross karma, then
if you stop the belief that things are not changeable,
yes,
that they are changeable, does your gross karma or gross suffering stop?
If you only believe, then it's not.
If you have realized, does your gross suffering stop?
Yes.
But your subtle sufferings remain or still or stop?
Subtle.
Subtle sufferings remain or stop?
Remain.
Very good. Very fast and very quick. So therefore, if your subtle still remains, does that mean you are attained?
It depends on the level of things.
Okay. Therefore, to get out of samsara, one needs to realize that all things are changeable. Is that correct? And that all things are not fixed and permanent. It is fixed and permanent because of our distorted views. Is that correct? And because of our wrong perception, therefore we believe that everything is firm and solid, and from that wrong belief we suffer. Is that correct? And we create further sufferings. Is that correct? And that further sufferings create more further sufferings. Is that correct? Excellent. You know Trijamurti? Have you heard about him? What have you heard about him?
Actually, from the Kochi.
What else?
And I do some the web.
And?
I know that he's a teacher of the
And anything else?
So,
do you feel anything when you see him? You don't feel anything? You feel happy, you don't have anything?
No.
Nothing at all?
No.
That's good. This one you keep very well, you frame and you keep very well. You have a very strong connection with him. Very strong. when you do Manjushri practice more and more, things will be clear. Now, turn that off for a few minutes. He's excited now.
That's good, very good, very good.
So therefore, in your opinion right now, how do we stop wrong perception that perceives everything as unchangeable and stiff and not ever in your perception to change things that we perceive as stiff and unchangeable? What is the first procedure?
We must have this perception.
We have to have this understanding. For this understanding to become firm, what is necessary?
We need to actually purify our mind.
How do we purify our mind in your opinion?
We must have meditation.
Meditation on what?
Meditation. Actually, we must have a certain level of concentration of the mind so that to reach the peaceful level and then we start to contemplate on this understanding.
So therefore, if your mind is peace and you can focus, therefore you can stick on this subject more clearly.
Correct.
If you can stick on this subject more clearly, you can gain understanding. Is that correct? If you get understanding, peace arises at the same time. Peace arises in one way or two ways, by concentration or by understanding a subject.
Cool.
Very good.